something that I realized the other day.
Okay.
So the exact number of shirts that I have hanging in my closet is the exact number of hangers I have hanging in my closet.
For sure.
Oh, why does that not make sense?
Well, I'm just saying, if you have extra hangers, like you got rid of a clothes or you got rid of something. Or
that's why you don't have extra hangers. I'm not sure if you've ever gotten rid of clothes, Derek.
I did actually clean out of one of my closets upstairs.
Sorry, Mama.
And
that was good.
I was going to get rid of that shirt that we talked about the other week. I'm not going to wear it
Alvin
again.
Klein?
Yeah, Alvin Klein. I am going to get rid of that shirt. I haven't yet, but I'm definitely not.
I
got rid of a lot of stuff.
Listen, if anything happens to that shirt, if he quits wearing that shirt, he's turning it into a dust rag.
Yeah,
listen. There will be use gotten out of
he'll
be that
washing
shirt.
The truck with it.
He'll be having it around his head like Rambo when he's out there cutting the grass.
So,
finally got out a good intro after the last couple weeks. Derry didn't cut me off or have his phone go off. Welcome to episode 58 of the Coffee and Ketchup podcast. We are very glad that you decided to click on this video or download it off of whatever platform you may be listening to us on. We're just glad that you chose to listen in to today's episode. We've got a bunch of great stuff to talk about tonight. Well, there goes that lie. Horrible poker faces on the sides of me over
is
here.
That looks like
what?
Is that milk?
That's just water, apparently.
Just water, baby.
Just water.
Isn't that cool though, man?
Huh?
This is.
Is it called just water?
It sure is. Mm-hmm. Listen, man. They don't pump out their water and just go. They partner with a small city in upstate New York. They buy their excess spring water at 6 times the municipal water rate, which puts more money back into the local economy, and then they package it up in a carton made from 54% paper, 34% plant-based plastic, totaling 88% renewable content. So if you're going to buy packaged water, this one's better for everyone. 100% spring water, just water.
How much is that?
I have no idea.
$7.95.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, if they're buying
it's
the water,
like a cardboard type.
Yeah. Well, it's a carton.
I thought it was plastic.
Oh no, no. I mean, it feels like a milk carton.
The water is good.
We need to do a taste test. I reckon.
I promise you. Close my eyes, blindfold me up, and give me great value. Whatever, drinking water.
It might as well just be trash at this point.
Hey, that's what we need to do at some point. We need to do a water taste test. I don't need to participate in it, but y'all do.
Why would you not?
Because
why
I ain't
would
gonna
I?
Be able to tell.
I'm not going to be able to tell.
But we want you to, though.
Listen, I grew up on city juice.
We want you to.
You know why I bottle water
in my house? I'll even put my tap water from my sink. and I'll run it through a hose.
Never be able to. I can tell the hose.
I'll mail that one.
I'll use the well water from out of the refrigerator, too. That's what I'm drinking tonight, actually. Straight out of the refrigerator.
Liar!
Yeah. You can line up as many waters as you want, man. I don't know. I didn't even pour it
out of my bottle. I got a bottle up there that's got my initials on it.
I know you do.
Listen, I grew up on tap water. I don't know. The only reason bottled water is at my house is because of my wife.
That doesn't taste real good. I ain't going to lie. I just replaced that filter. Anyway, it's not just water.
Came from the Atlanta Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Best brunch I've ever had in my life.
Huh.
Right there across from the aquarium.
Did you get bagels and lox?
The first morning I got... peach, chicken and waffles.
Peach?
Mm-hmm.
You eat peaches?
Now we're talking.
Yeah, I love peaches. I didn't
realize that. Peach waffles?
No, just peaches.
Okay, so peaches and chicken and waffles.
Yeah, it was a very, very well done waffle. They did it up to perfection with some of the best chicken you'll ever put in your mouth. With a vanilla crumb on the top.
Uh-huh.
Syrup, out of this world.
Huh.
That does sound good.
She had the it was like a classic breakfast with grits and eggs and bacon.
How were her eggs?
Her eggs were really
scrambled
good. The bacon was really good, but the grits were, how would you say, authentic, homemade, kitchen cooked.
So how did she get her eggs cooked?
Over easy, man.
Okay. Trying to picture
that's a good egg order.
Trying to picture what that looks like. All I know is fried, scrambled, and then you got the one.
Over easy is going to be a runny yolk, and even the whites are not. Okay. They're not going to be very solid.
Okay.
You know, they're going to set a little
bit. So it's a fried egg before the fried egg.
Right. Lightly fried egg. Delicious.
Okay. And what's it called again?
Over easy.
Okay.
Over easy, over medium, and over hard.
Okay. And then you got Benedict. Okay. Yeah.
Well, this place has been in all kinds of magazines, cooking shows.
What's the name of it again?
Atlanta Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Very hot spot. Very popular spot. I kept looking for some local ATL rappers, but we must have been a little bit too early for that.
Mm.
So good we went back Sunday morning. And Sunday morning, she pretty much had the same thing, which was kind of cool because the grits were so good. My thing was like, I wonder how consistent they are with it, though.
Yeah.
Wonderful again on Sunday morning.
What did you have Sunday morning?
Sunday morning I had what they call the stuffed chicken biscuit, which is a homemade biscuit with another piece of fine fried chicken, and it's stuffed with cheddar cheese, scrambled egg, and bacon.
How big is the biscuit?
Well, Derek, I'm glad you asked.
I mean, are we talking like this? I'm talking about thickness now.
And gravy on gravy poured over.
I can't see that far. I got my old contacts in. I'm trying to use up this prescription.
Trying to use up this prescription.
I've got two or three more pair of these before
you can see.
Yeah, I know. And I told myself it's funny. I told myself walking in the hall today because I couldn't see real good. I said, I think I'm just going to have to bite the bullet and throw those three pair away and just use my new ones. But I'd hate to do that. I
haven't done it yet, though.
There's that water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's there. You know where you can get that? That's actually what they serve at the Atlanta Breakfast Club. Best brunch Brian's ever had.
Pass it back down. I'll show you
Okay, you basically got you a sandwich then. I was thinking it's stuffed in there.
Like
a chicken cordon bleu
biscuit with the stuff on it. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought about you, Chris. Did I not send that to you?
I don't think so. No, I would remember that.
He did. Because he actually didn't think about us.
Pass that down to Helen Keller down there.
Helen Keller, that's good. I love chicken and waffles. Let me tell you something, though. Did I tell you about what I got at Props that one time?
I don't think so.
At Props and Warner Robins?
Yeah.
I got lobster and waffles.
You got what now? I'm sorry.
Lobster and waffles.
Oh,
it was a fried lobster tail
yeah.
With waffles and everything.
For breakfast.
Fire. Really good. Yeah, they got it there at 6 o'clock in the morning. No! Just a regular meal.
Okay. Waffles. But, I mean, I'm thinking waffles and breakfast.
Yeah, lobster breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll eat waffles at any point of the day. Waffles are delicious.
Here's the thing that impressed me the most about this place, other than the consistency and the taste of their food. When we went in Saturday, we had about a 15 to 20 minute wait.
Okay.
No problem.
It's not bad.
No problem.
Bad
at all. And the weather is a lot better in Atlanta as far as the humidity, so it's not as bad as it is here. Like, you're not breathing in the oven. So we go in. We're obviously, you know, first time been there. It's one thing to go in a small town and then go back the next day and someone remember you or recognize you.
Sure.
That's one thing. Bro, we went in Sunday morning. The first thing they said when we walked in, y'all back?
Huh. That's interesting.
Y'all liked it, huh? Like, heck yeah, we loved it.
Huh.
Like, all right, we got you. You ain't got no wait today. Come on in.
Shelly, write that down.
It was awesome.
Atlanta Breakfast Club.
Right beside
next time we're up there.
Right beside the aquarium.
Yeah, I'll take you.
Ivan Allen Drive.
Allen
Iverson Drive.
Ivan Allen.
Oh, Ivan Allen.
Yeah. AI Drive. That'd have been good. Didn't you just clean up down here?
I did.
That's why.
I swanny, man. I tell you what.
That's why I remember it because of
AI.
Absolutely.
We'll just twist things up into nothingness until we can remember it.
Yep.
Is it today? No, it's tomorrow that NCAA drops for everybody, right?
I thought it already came out.
I didn't pre-order.
Pre-order came out yesterday. I think, yeah, the 17th, tomorrow is when it actually comes out for
I know people that took off
Tuesday.
Work. Y'all talked about that.
Yeah.
I know some people that took off
work. Yeah, it's been out. If you paid the extra money, you could have played it yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think at 4 or something like that, lunchtime, something. I can't remember.
Something
Jacob
like,
pre-ordered
something like
it. He's been sending me.
I've been watching some people play it online. It looks very good.
Fire,
it looks very good. Very well done.
I'm just in a conundrum. I can't decide if I want to go. I'm real weird about things. Like,
no. What?
Yeah. A couple.
News flash.
A couple of things I'm real OCD or whatever about.
Okay.
I don't want to start it and then, like, halfway through my season, we're going to be moving.
Right.
And, you know.
Why, you're afraid you're going to lose it?
No. I'm not going to. Not
so,
that.
So what's the deal?
He's just OCD.
He wants
to start the season and end it in one spot. I don't know why you can't finish a season in a night or a day.
You want to look out there into the
green
room?
Right. Oh, that's right. I forgot you were on a limit.
That would be wise. Sitting over there.
That's fair. That's healthy.
Yeah.
Hours and hours of video games is not healthy.
I'd call in.
Oh,
literally.
I have.
Yeah, me too.
I have. I didn't for this game, but I have definitely called in sick or taken a day off for a game release.
I forgot what the numbers
play
are.
Play for like 18 hours
70,
straight.
70 million, I think. Yeah, 70 million in one day.
Concurrent players? Well, you can't really track that.
Money.
Oh, they made 70
million. $70 million in a day. Over 700,000 people were playing its first night out.
Yeah, I believe that.
My boss's son is playing football in college, at a smaller college, and he had practice. Did it come out Monday? Or Monday or Tuesday? I think it came out Monday.
It may have, man. I know.
Yeah, and so people stayed up all night, Monday night, playing, and there were only like 3 players that showed up to practice on Tuesday morning. I'm sure it wasn't like a mandatory thing or more than that would have been, but like no one showed up. They were all out.
I believe that.
I'm not trying to change directions, but I want to go back to the breakfast thing.
I love the breakfast thing.
There's a guy that I work with at one of my jobs that talks about another broken egg. Have y'all eaten there before?
I have not. I want to say I've heard of it.
I've eaten from there.
Is that around here?
No. They got one in Warner Robins. They got one in Pooler. I think that's right. You said it's not good?
No, it was good.
Okay, I thought you were shaking your head
in that. No, it was good. I think I built it up more than.
But man, the pictures, when you look online, I looked at the pictures, you know, on their menus and stuff, and obviously it doesn't really. He said everything that he's eating from there looks just like that in the pictures. Anyway, he was talking about how good it was.
It was good.
Was just really bragging on how good it was.
It was pretty good.
But he said it's always a long wait, too. That's what made me think about it, because you were talking about the waffles and y'all eating there 2 days in a row. But he said it's always busy.
We called it in, from what I can remember, and picked it up and then took it back to the house.
Okay.
In Santa Rosa last summer. That's the only time I've ever eaten from there.
Oh, okay.
After we left, we had that little gathering, that meeting that we went to, kind of far from the house.
Oh, yeah.
And then
we
stopped in one of them little places right outside of Santa Rosa.
Oh, yeah.
I know Ashley had it with us.
I think it was me and Ashley.
Yep,
yeah,
it was in a shopping center.
Because I went in there to get – I didn't know. I thought y'all were going in to get something. They were like, no, you can't just put it in order now.
Yeah, that was it. What, that was it, right?
I can't remember the name, but it very well may have been.
Pretty sure.
But again, though, just like you were saying about like looking at the pictures, and he's saying it looks like that, presentation is important.
You eat with your eyes too. Yeah.
And getting stuff to go, food may still taste good, but you kind of miss that extra bit of plating. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Because like what he just showed us, you know, those plates looked great. You know, they were clean.
Yeah.
The food was set up perfectly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it looked good.
And that's important. Plating is very important. And getting stuff to go, like, you just kind of – you miss it a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what else we noticed? No kidding. Maybe we –
I thought you were about to say no kids.
I did, too. No joke. We both thought that.
No kidding. The staff – were, with the exception of maybe just a few, the staff were absolutely fit, in shape, good looking, you know, just handling business, man. Handling business. Actually, Erin noticed that. She was like, man, these guys are like, they're fit, they're in shape, and they're super nice.
I'm sure as hell not to go there and get body shamed then. All these fit dudes walking around trying to serve
me. I wasn't
me.
Body shamed. I'm a pot.
What is it? The picture. You see that gray hair?
I think you're gorgeous,
Brian. His belly.
I wear oversized shirts, Brian. Thank you, Chris.
A little ASMR drink action there. Yeah, Atlanta Breakfast Club. Definitely going to have to check that one out.
You really should, man. I highly, highly recommend it.
On the list. Shelly, put it down.
So is that just they have one location?
That's a good question. I think so.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, I think you can actually go there in Macon. They have an Atlanta Breakfast Club. I mean, you know, you go down to, like, Jacksonville,
maybe it's
Atlanta
called
Breakfast
Macon,
Club.
Macon Breakfast Club.
Maybe. Get a shot at the Macon Breakfast Club. But, yeah, man, that's good.
Just one.
Just the one?
You need a name you can trust. Call Buckeye Preferred Services. They are insured with over 35 years experience in custom tree felling, crown reduction, whole tree removal, as well as stump grinding and cleanup. They are cutting out your problems one limb at a time, serving the greater Middle Georgia area and beyond. Find their Facebook in the description and call them at 478-484-2178 or 478-278-5574.
Yeah.
I have a question for y'all. That I
Go ahead, caller.
Something that I realized the other day.
Okay.
So the exact number of shirts that I have hanging in my closet
okay.
is the exact number of hangers I have hanging in my closet.
For sure.
Oh, why does that not make sense?
Well, I'm just saying, if you have extra hangers, like you got rid of a clothes or you got rid of something, or whatever.
Well, that's why you don't have extra hangers. I'm not sure if you've ever gotten rid of clothes, Derek.
I did actually clean out of one of my closets upstairs.
Sorry, Mama.
And
that was good.
I was going to get rid of that shirt that we talked about the other week. I'm not going to wear it
Alvin
again.
Alvin Klein?
Yeah, Alvin Klein. I am going to get rid of that shirt. I haven't yet, but
you
I'm going to.
You are definitely not.
I got rid of a lot of stuff.
Listen, if anything happens to that shirt, if he quits wearing that shirt, he's turning it into a dust rag.
Yeah, listen.
There will be use gotten out of
he'll
that shirt.
Washing the truck with it.
He'll be having it around his head like Rambo when he's out there cutting the grass.
So do y'all have the same number of hangers that you do shirts? Y'all don't have any extra hangers in your closet?
I don't have any extra hangers because I have too many clothes. I'm sorry. Because there's too many clothes at my house.
She's not listening.
No, she's laughing, though. She's listening. Yeah, no, we have – all the hangers are taken because we just have too much stuff.
I thought if I went and bought
25 more hangers
– I feel good now. I'm glad.
Then they would be full in no time.
Okay.
You know, I go through, like, usually every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not something that's seasonally specific
or
like something that I need, like a suit coat, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Dress clothes, something like that that's very, like, not wearing a lot, but I have for a specific reason.
Uh-huh.
Anything else that I haven't worn in, like, 6 months, it gets donated somewhere else.
Good for you.
I just don't.
I really need to do that.
I have this T-shirt, you know what I mean, that's great, but I just haven't worn it in the last 6 months.
I'm leading up to that, yeah. I'm really seriously fishing a downsize some serious stuff.
Listen, I'll be glad to come help you do it.
No joke.
I'm good at it.
You have the same number of hangers as you do shirts? He looks at her. Are you serious?
I'm thinking that I have
Erin
lots does, more hangers than
does Brian have the same number of shirts hangers that he does shirts in the closet, or does he have five hangers that are in there with no shirt hanging on there?
Well, I'm gonna say this: I decided when we moved that we were gonna change all our hangers to black velvet with gold hooks instead of black velvet with silver hooks. So we have hundreds and hundreds of hangers because I switched everything to black. Velvet with gold hooks.
Black velvet hangers with gold hooks. so they can all
match. So there's plenty of hangers.
Speaking of match, match made in heaven, I will say myself, because we are just the same level of OCD.
That, so your hangers matched before? I mean, you had all white or all black?
No,
they, or whatever.
No.
But you're
no.
all about it, though. You love it.
I love it. I've never known. I
you never know you needed.
Never
that.
Know. I never knew that I could take it to that level. I would be all plastic. You know what I'm saying?
He talks about me.
No, we don't use plastic or wire hangers. She hangs my T-shirts, bro.
I hang everything.
I hang
some T-shirts.
I've never hung my.
Like t-shirt. I don't hang my undershirt.
That's yeah, undershirts.
No, I don't hang undershirts. But I also have wire hangers. You know, yeah. I might hang up a shirt, put it on, go roast a marshmallow. You know what I mean?
It's tough.
Twist her back up. Yeah. Hang the shirt back up. You know what I
hey,
mean?
Hey, lock the keys in the car. Go grab you one of them wire coat hangers.
Hey, give me one of my coat hangers.
What's this on the end of it? Just marshmallow.
This is a little bit of, don't even worry about it, marshmallow fluff. Yeah.
So, question, since we're on the subject, and I think I might have just
what
lost
subject
it.
Would this be?
Coat hangers?
I don't really know. So
you want to hear something funny
shorts.
About a coat hanger?
Do you hang your shorts?
Listen, I don't know where you went, but I went somewhere. We're not going there.
I got a funny
thing. Do you hang your shorts?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
No,
yes.
No. All my pants and stuff are folded up in the dresser.
With the
jeans are folded up too?
Yeah.
They're hung.
Huh. Yeah.
Hung.
Just like at an department store.
The only thing that's not hung is his boxers and his socks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I fold most of my stuff. My dress shirts are hanging up. Okay. T-shirts that I wear over usually are hanging up.
Okay.
Everything else just gets folded and put
okay.
in.
Okay.
So there was this dude. There was this dude in our high school, and he walked. He had long hair, and he walked.
Is
around.
This about you?
Is this about you? No, I'd say his name, but I'm not going to put him out there. Like he'd walk around like this, and my buddy David Norris,
put him out there though.
I put David out there because David's the legend.
Yeah, he's pretty legend.
David is a legend. I'm glad that people here I know David. Gold Glove prize fighter.
Okay.
Yeah. He, one day he said, you ever seen how he walks? And we were freshmen, and this dude was a senior. Now, you know, I don't know about y'all, but we always had this level of respect for upperclassmen and all. He's like, you ever seen how he walks? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, it's like he forgot to take the coat hanger out of his shirt.
That's pretty good.
Oh, my God, that is good. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, David was a trip.
Gosh. Oh,
funny cat. So what was about the hangers you was going to say?
That was it. You know, do you hang up your shorts?
Do you have even – or well, for start off with, did you have the even number of hangers to close?
On shirts, yes. On shorts, no. I have a couple of extra.
You got the ones with the clips for the shorts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I bought them – and when I bought them at Walmart, they came with it.
We can't throw that away.
Why would you?
I mean,
gets on to the cashier and they try to throw them in the trash can. Nope. Put that in the bag.
You know what? I've seen, and I have not done this. Let me preface this. I have not done this, but I have seen where you break those off and now you have a chip clip.
I think our TikToks are very different.
I have not done that, but I have heard of people doing that.
Mine's like motorcycle cars and video games. Derek's is like thrifty house hacks 101.
I am checking the pantry before I leave.
I swear I don't, man. I do have
like the weird like silver ones.
I do have I do have clothespins. That's what I use.
Great value.
I use clothespins. Which is creative, I think.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Somebody out here watching this is gonna use that trick.
Listen,
somebody's going to hear that and be like, oh, that's fantastic.
Listen,
they breaking it now.
It's good, actually.
This is a true story. We stopped by Mom's house today at lunch because she was wanting to see us to give Erin her birthday present.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we picked up some lunch, and we went by there, and we're eating lunch. And Erin literally, as she's done eating, she goes to the sink and washes. She wasn't even kidding. This is for real. She did this being serious. She goes to the sink, she washes her hands, and she turns around and she says, Mama, do you have a thing about paper towels around here, or can I get one?
she's probably scared to death. See if that was inherited, you know what I mean? Passed on from generation
and
to
generation. And my mom was so confused. She was like, what a paper towel? I said, go ahead and get as many paper towels as you need. And Ella was like, your son, your middle son, he has her own paper towel ration.
Yeah.
And she's scared to death to get a dang paper towel to wash her, to dry her hands off with.
Oh, gosh.
That really happened today.
I believe that.
Mama, do you have a thing about paper towels over here? I don't want to get one if I can't get one.
That is funny. I'm sorry, Karen. I'm sorry.
No, it's hilarious. It was funny, bro.
Get a load of this now. Y'all will love this.
Let's get it.
I come home this afternoon. Now, the kids are with their mama.
Hate, I missed them.
I come home this afternoon, and I unlock the door. The alarm's going off. I deactivate the alarm, and then I look at the counter. And there's a puddle of water about that big around. And I looked at it and I said, what would have caused that? And then I started unpacking my Tupperware, which is old sandwich stuff, old plastic sandwich stuff. I'm unpacking.
Nobody thought that you actually bought.
We
like
knew
Tupperware.
It wasn't brand.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Tupperware. Yeah.
So it was either the old sandwich meat containers or the country crock bins.
I've got some of those, but I rarely use them. They don't hold much. So
not quite big enough.
So I looked at the counter and I sent both the kids a text and I said, "Were one of y'all
how big how big is this?"
I've got
I'm guessing the size.
Like,
show the size of a water bottle.
It's about like this.
And you questioned it?
Because where did that come from?
Wasn't there when I left.
I cleaned that counter last night good. So
somebody's been in this house.
So as I got at an angle, no joke, I got at an angle and it looked like this.
Oh, I believe you.
And when I looked, I could see a round circle that was dried. I could see a stream that led to that puddle.
The puddle was on the floor?
No, it was on the counter. So what it was, and I got a picture of it. I'll show y'all.
I know
after.
You do, Derek.
So what it was is somebody had set a drink there. It had leaked. You know, it was not insulated, so it wasn't Chick-fil-A. So it had leaked and rolled to this point.
He's got it down to which restaurant it could have been.
So
McDonald's.
Shelby replies and says, yes, both of us were before we left to go out of town. And I was like, okay. And I sent her a picture of that. And I said, I should have been a detective.
You should have.
This was not from Chick-fil-A. It could have been McDonald's or it could have been Wendy's. But it was not Chick-fil-A for sure. Because it wouldn't leak like that.
Zaxby's wouldn't either.
Zaxby's wouldn't have either.
That's why I ruled out Shelby to begin with.
Correct. That's a good one. So, anyway, my point is, and I'm not saying I catch everything, but it jumped out at me as soon as I walked in the door because that's how observant I am.
You missed your calling, Dick.
Anyway, it was interesting. And I'll show y'all a picture because I didn't delete it, obviously. And it'll be hard for you to see, but I don't know. It was, I don't think I deleted it. Maybe I did. No, look.
So that's the. I mean, it's not a little puddle.
Well, this is where the water is.
Right.
All this is just the where it ran. There was only one puddle, and that was right here.
Did you get a timeline on when that puddle was created?
No, but I probably could find out. Anyway,
they're testing the water temperature. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever watched Dexter?
Oh, so.
You'd love it.
You would love it. Or Monk. Monk would be another good one. OCD detective.
Yeah, I have heard that. I've heard of that show.
That's his nickname.
So, anyway, I had somebody come over and install cameras this afternoon. I won't have to even question them going forward. They're their mamas, but somebody's been at the house.
Oh, man, but something's amiss.
Anyway,
something is amiss. The game is afoot.
For all your professional and customized sawmilling services, contact Custom Sawmilling. They offer any product from Lowboy trailer flooring, countertops, bar tops, paneling, and flooring for your home. If you remove trees to build your future home, what better way to utilize those trees than making them into a product inside your home? Serving all of Middle Georgia, Custom Sawmilling is proudly veteran-owned and operated. Custom Sawmilling is located at 1607 Caps Browning Road, Rents, Georgia. They can be reached at 478-279-3657. That's 478-279-3657.
Chris, what's been going on with you lately?
Man, listen, so I haven't really said too much on the podcast because I'm a I guess we could call a pessimist, or an asshole, really, you know. I'm generally...
You didn't even have to say that. All the viewers and listeners already knew
so
that.
Like, as a general rule, I'm going to be relatively negative. You know what I mean? Shelly is the opposite. You know, something happens, I'm like, oh, well, this is it. You know what I mean? She's like, no, it's going to be fine. You know, blah, 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 blah. This, we were coming back home, I think from Atlanta one time, and I was just complaining about something, and she was trying to, you know, reassure me, just doing what she does. And she was just like, you know, it's crazy. We got together. You know, you're a glass half empty kind of person, and I'm a glass half full kind of person. And I was just like, yeah, because you keep drinking out of my cup. My cup's half full now.
My glass was full. You got a hold of it.
But anyways, dude, so I had applied to go work at another place. And I didn't even want to, like, really talk about it on here because, you know, it all blew up. I wasn't going to try to do an episode 2 weeks from then and be like, well, that kind of fell through. You know what I mean? I ended up getting it, and I started it this week. I'm no longer at the rehab. I'm now at a sawmill, and I like it. I like it.
That's good.
I haven't really done any sawmill-esque things yet because they're very big on safety. I've been doing videos and safety trainings for – 3 days now.
Yeah.
And I did get to go out there and shadow somebody for a couple hours today. But even then, they said when I get done with all my training and orientation, I've got to spend 2 weeks just shadowing somebody. So I have to stand there, and I can help clean up after the shift, but like, yeah, I can't touch anything machine or mill related.
Yeah.
Can't touch computer screens, can't touch wood, can't do anything like that. I just have to stand there and watch everybody else work. Which is weird. Mm-hmm. It was weird today. Yeah, I can't imagine doing it for 50, 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
But, man, it's been good. Everybody's been real nice. Got benefits.
That's good.
It's a game changer. That is a game changer, dude. Yeah. Very happy about that.
That's good.
The HR was like the first day. HR was like going over all like, this is, you know, these are your options for a medical plan, mm-hmm. and you got dental and vision, and here's our – you know, employer matched 401k, mm-hmm. and there's this, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, oh my God, what is, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is fantastic.
That's good.
You know what I mean? So that's good.
Congratulations.
So yeah, man, thank you. I'm excited to get started in it and actually start working. But it's been good so far, man. It's a very exciting opportunity.
That's good.
Very exciting opportunity. The last week at work was a little weird, but
yeah.
Weird. I mean, like,
Just weird. Not necessarily like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But how do the kids say it? The vibes were off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you have like a set of vibes kind of in the office for almost 6 years, you know, and then like as like it's all becoming real, you know.
I'll say this in my experience of leaving and having people leave jobs that I worked with for a while. Everybody handles it differently, and it's just different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just because life, you know what I mean?
And it is, and it'll continue to be that way.
Yeah, and nobody was like, oh, my God, don't you know what I mean? It wasn't anything like that. Everybody's been super supportive and wishing me the best and all that kind of stuff.
That's weird. They tried to get me to stay.
Listen, I was just about to say it was definitely better. Like when Brian left, we all threw a party. Now we threw it after he left, but we didn't even do a party. Yeah,
gave me a week's vacation. Just go ahead and get it over.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Just get out.
Right on.
Yeah. Oh, well, man, it is. It's a very exciting time, and I think I've alluded to it on the podcast before. Yeah. We were doing a this or that maybe one time. Would you rather go in the future or stay where you're at or something like that?
Yeah. You said you had some things in the works.
It was a very, you know, uncertain time right then, you know, and I'm very excited for what the future holds. I want to work a lot of hours, get a lot of overtime for maybe like the next mm-hmm. year or two.
Yeah.
And then possibly, you know, definitely get my car fixed, possibly looking at houses, you know, starter homes, at least small, you know, two bedroom, two bath, something like that, you know, something to start to get into, to start building mm-hmm. some equity with. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Shelly.
Hurry that up.
Listen, Shelly wants a child.
Yeah. Hurry that up.
Shelly
bro.
Wants a child.
So I mean, it's time.
Maybe the next two to five years. Yes. Seven to 10 years.
Did you hear that? We'll I said that. It. That was me on your team.
So, yeah, but I feel like this opportunity you know, with the benefits and the pay and kind of everything, at least for the next year to 2 years, if I just work as much as I can and get everything that's available, move up as much and all that kind of stuff, you know, I'm hoping to. I mean, I'm not thinking I'm going to make $1 million, you know, but I hope to have a little bit to the side to be able to, you know, you know, to be able to, because I think Keith was telling me first time home buyers get a special.
Yeah.
I think you have to pay less down if you qualify for a first time home buyer. It's like 3% instead of 20 or 10 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Is are you uh-huhing like you do in the car business or the mechanic and stuff? Or are you just
real thing?
Okay.
Real thing. I mean, Keith told me about it. I'm assuming it's a real thing.
I back Keith up on that one.
I just love how he's agreeing.
Yeah, he's over there. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a guy.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
But, you know what I'm saying? So, hopefully, you know, a year to 2 years, just grind, you know. Move up as much as I can in the company, pay bumps and stuff. Work as many hours as they'll let me work. And then maybe save up some money, man, and start having my life look like what I think it should look like at pushing 40.
I get it.
Right.
Good for you, though. That's good.
I'm super happy for you, man.
I am, too. That's why I've been asking you every week when you come over.
Yeah, I will say,
what's the latest?
Both of y'all have been very good about checking on that. Yeah, it's been about a month process between
– pulling hard for you, obviously.
Yeah. Are you trying to, like, take the winner over Brian?
You want to know how I look at it?
I'm saying both of y'all were very good about it, but you were – you want me to say that you were better than Brian?
Well, I think you and I know it, and that's enough for me.
I'm good with that. I don't have to verbalize it.
He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to know about the sidebar checks.
Because it has been about a month from kind of intent to hire and then background checks and everything kind of clearing before I started. And even before then, when I first started thinking about leaving and applying other places, y'all have both been very supportive, checking, you know, hey, man, you heard anything? What's going on with this? You know.
You want to know how I looked at it?
How did you
honestly,
look at it?
And thank God we can edit it if this comes out any kind of way, because I don't mean it any kind of way. I mean this from the bottom of my heart with sincerity and the love that I have for you and your wife. I looked at it like two kids sitting like on a dock or something with water under them, a little bit of a drop, and them having a conversation like, looks fun and I think it's doable, but a little fearful about that because you and I had conversations.
Sure.
And you know where I'm going with this. I'm not going to say, but, you know, just you're comfortable in a place, man, you know, and life is, you know, life. And then I looked at it like them two kids on that dock or whatever, and then I finally was just like, I'm just going to jump, man, and see what happens. And it was like I jumped in the water, and I was like, holy crap.
It's all right.
This is pretty good. Yeah. Come on, bro. Jump off and let's get in this water. That's kind of how I looked at it. I wasn't trying to like tell you like, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that, but I wanted to continue to reassure you that hey, it's a good thing out here, man.
Yeah, you know? And it was. I don't think I was ever like necessarily fearful. It was definitely uncomfortable.
Uh huh.
I do think I hesitated probably more than I should have, just based on like, because I think when I actually applied, I didn't have the car or the motorcycle.
Right, sure. I know that
and
was
I just said, F it. Because, you know, for the longest time, it was like, well, I need to have a car to be able to get back and forth to a different – you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And then so, like, that was an excuse for a while. And then for a while, I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's – I think it wasn't too long after I lost the bike and I didn't have anything. Yeah. And I was just like, F it. I'll put it in the application, see what happens.
Yeah. So I'm dying to say this, too, since you
– Well, say it before
– Since you said
don't
this.
Don't croak on us, old man. I get
so,
it out, bro.
So I just got that. So a lot of people say that I'm going to wait until I have this before I have a child, or I'm going to wait until I'm here before I have a child, or I'm going to wait till I'm – don't wait, man. Go ahead. Jump on.
Yeah, I mean, make smart decisions, but make decisions. I don't want to be like, just jump out there and buy that car. You know what I mean? I shouldn't have said that.
You should not have said that because I was selling one of them Altimas the other day, and I was like, do I have it? I looked around in inventory and made sure I had another one or two.
Oh,
and this person was from out of town, too, so you'll never see it around here. So, yeah. Okay, there's that.
Listen, as soon as I said it, I was like, I should have. Don't jump out like into horrible. But, yeah, definitely go buy a car. Go see Brian and go buy a car. But. Yeah, I mean, some, and some, Some of it was just like, even like being uncomfortable kind of towards the end, and not like an uncomfortable, like it was uncomfortable being there, but being, you know, you brought up being comfortable where you are.
Sure.
Even in some of the feelings of being uncomfortable, you know, and starting to enjoy my job less and all that kind of stuff, you know, even with that, you know, it was still, I don't know if the chaos was comfortable or if it's just, I just knew how to do it, you know. Mm-hmm. I knew that it was time.
Yeah.
But I knew how to do what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not for nothing, I think I was all right at it.
The opportunity for what we did there will continue to present itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I get calls, I get I get interaction often. You know.
Yeah, so yeah. I've already talked to somebody about something related to that since I've been there these last 3 days.
That's cool.
You know?
That's cool.
So in 12 months, are you going to be on the show and showing y'all's baby, or are we going to have the wife show it?
She's going to be. We're going to let her make that decision, but hopefully she'll be on here.
Gotta figure out how to mute Derek.
Showing that baby, that baby boy they named Brian.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately, you didn't. That's one of the reasons why we've been talking so much lately, too. They're actually going to name it Derek. We're going to spell it a different way.
We're actually going to spell it right.
Yeah.
We're going to spell it right, though.
Sorry to tell you that lie on camera.
Go ahead and take us out, Chris.
Oh,
we've
man.
Come to the top of the hour.
Yeah, listen. So, yeah, definitely a shorter one this week. We've all got a few things to do. My wife's here. She has not eaten since whenever. She's been looking at me to go. We got to go get something to eat. I think other people got some things planned. So we're gonna cut it a little bit short tonight. But we do appreciate you tuning in and listening.
We've got a baby to get home to.
Oh gosh,
yes, we really do.
Oh, y'all got a baby home for real?
Yeah. We're literally babysitting.
Oh, God bless
you.
Yeah,
they are.
God bless you.
Hey, would imagine 6 years ago though.
Yeah,
that's all I could think about this morning, man. True. I was like, someone is leaving me in charge of basically a newborn, 7 weeks old.
Oh, my gosh.
Who did that? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm not at liberty to see.
Good gracious. That's a little wild. Yeah. Well, that happens to us sometimes where people will come over and leave their kids with Shelly. Like, I'm there.
Yeah.
While you're leaving them. They're leaving them with Shelly. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The 7-week-old was left with Aaron.
I was at home by myself. I was in the house by myself for probably 20 minutes, holding that baby in my chest, patting her, going, "Dear God, don't wake up.
just please,
don't wake up.
Just don't need anything, please. Just keep just like it.
She's coming right back.
Well, don't worry." Anyways, yeah, thank you all for tuning in. Big shout out to our sponsors, Buckeye Preferred Services and Custom Sawmilling. Everything that they do, we sure appreciate it. T-shirts, still got some. You want them, we got them. coffeeandketchuppc@gmail.com. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Nothing from the side crews. And then we are out. So y'all have a wonderful week. We will catch y'all in the next one. Peace.